CrossFit School of Sweat Podcast, episode 60. Eat meats and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. Keep intake to levels that will support exercise but not body fat. Practice and train major lifts, deadlift, clean, squat, presses, clean and jerk, and snatch. Similarly, master the basics of gymnastics, pull-ups, dips, rope climb, push-ups, sit-ups, presses to handstand, pirouettes, flips, splits, and holds, bike, run, swim, row, etc., hard and fast. 5 or 6 days per week, mix these elements in as many combinations and patterns as creativity will allow. Routine is the enemy. Keep workouts short and intense. Regularly learn and play new sports. What I just read to you was titled World Class Fitness in 100 Words, and it was first published in October of 2002 in the CrossFit Journal. Article from Greg Glassman titled What is Fitness? So, in defining world-class fitness, the first sentence, eat meats and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. Eating, fueling your body, what you're taking in for consumption is the first thing he mentions in developing world-class fitness. That must mean it's pretty important. We're having a recipe sharing thing in our gym this month. A few members each week are being assigned to bring in healthy recipes to share. Because, let's face it, eating healthy for a lot of people is tough. You kind of don't really know what to eat. You don't know how you should eat, or you think some things are good for you, but really they're not. Labels are misleading a lot of times. And, you know, it's hard. But it is vitally important. And not just to your fitness, but your actual health. You could not exercise whatsoever, but if you ate a good, clean diet and you didn't overeat and your portions were of normal sizes and you only ate to get to the point to where your body wasn't hungry, you would be lean and fit looking. You might not have a lot of muscle tone, you might not have a lot of strength or cardio endurance, but you would be lean and you would look okay when you're wearing your clothes, because food alone is going to get you 85 to 90% there. Another thing that's in this article is the pyramid of fitness. And in this pyramid, there are 5 stages. The top of the pyramid is defined as sport. That is what you do for your athletic endeavors. Below that would be weightlifting and throwing. So those are the next level down on developing the highest athletic abilities. Third would be gymnastics. That is controlling your body through space, how you move, how you balance yourself. Fourth would be your metabolic conditioning. That's your cardio elements, your endurance, your stamina. And the base of the pyramid, the widest base of the pyramid that supports everything else, is nutrition. It's not at the bottom of the pyramid because it's the least important. It's at the base of the pyramid because it has to support everything else. So your nutrition is vitally important to how you perform in life. If you don't sleep well, it might have something to do with how you're fueling your body, when you're eating, how much you're eating, and what you're eating. Same goes with the intake of your liquids. Are you drinking a lot of soda? Are you drinking, sports drinks that are supposed to be good for you because pro athletes drink them? Pro athletes that drink those sports drinks are drinking them for a specific reason, and it's usually to replenish their system after an intense training session when their body is depleted of certain nutrients. And those sports drinks are designed to replenish those needs. Most people, especially kids, are not in the need for those types of drinks. When I used to coach youth baseball, kids would be coming to baseball practice with these big Gatorades and Powerades all the time, and there was no need for those types of things, and all they were doing was putting bad stuff back in their system that they didn't need. So, keeping your food to the intakes that supports your exercise level, meaning don't eat till you're totally full. That should never happen, because the brain actually tells you you're full before or after you're actually full. So if that happens, you've already exceeded full when your brain is starting to tell you you're full. Cut out the crap. I read something today in another article that said if there's something you have as a food that comes in a box or a bag, that's where it should stay. Because if it comes in a box or a bag, it's not really food. Hate to say it, but that's the truth. Eat real food. Not too much. Mostly plants. I'm not here to tell you that you should be vegan or plant-based. I know there's all kinds of things now about plant-based diets, and that's a big craze with people. There's a documentary that came out recently. I've watched it, called The Game Changers, all about plant-based diet. Very enlightening to the health benefits of a plant-based diet and the performance that certain athletes that are highlighted in this documentary have achieved. And actually not even just athletes, but also some regular people. There was a group of firefighters from the New York City Fire Department who all went on this plant-based diet, and all of their health markers improved over the course of, I think it was a month. So, plant-based diet, that's a big thing. Ketogenic diets, the zone diet, paleo diet, there's a million different things. I'm not here to tell you which one's right, which one's wrong. I'm telling you, eat real food. Not too much. Mostly plants. Stick to the stuff that comes fresh, not packaged, not boxed, and you're going to be all right. So, nutrition is the key. How you eat is going to support how you live and how everything else functions for you. So, that's what I wanted to share today. Hope you enjoy this, and hope you think about your food and maybe look into some things that might help you do better with it. I will talk to you later, and I'll see you in the gym.